The Volume.
The Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. This is why I love betting on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook for obvious reasons. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. Fast payouts in as quick as 2 hours. Are you kidding me? And do you see these same game parlay bets? Not to mention the live betting. Just a gorgeous platform all the way across the board. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season with a bunch of promotions that they will be sharing all season long on my podcast. You can't miss it. We're talking about risk-free bets, same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds, markets, and more. That's boosted odds, baby. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Monaco. So they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona. 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net. West Virginia.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. That's how you close out Wild Card Weekend. Rams -3.5. Cha-swing! Rams in the under on a little degenerate special parlay, almost 2-1. Check, please. Cooper Kupp hits the touchdown. Just shy. Well, not really. Missed the over-under on yards by quite a bit. But I did tweet out at halftime, Cooper Kupp's over-under was 41.5 receiving yards. He had hit over that number, obviously, every single game this season. Benefits of following me on social media, live, firing now. I'm in New York. It is all kinds of street legal. That wraps up a 5-1 against the spread wild card weekend for your boy across all mediums, social media. Alex Monaco, Moneyline Monaco, Action Network had a 10-2 Sunday. Also, clean sweep on Monday's pod, as you heard, the only game I missed. And I will say, favorites went 5-1. So, not sitting here extra sharp, just saying better teams, home field. Both two seeds take care of the seven seeds easily. Tommy Tampa and the Bucs 31-0 at one point. Chiefs 42-piece on the Steelers. Blowouts here, there, and everywhere. A very monstrous wild card weekend for your boy. But it's all about what we do next. Divisional weekend. Another spectacular weekend of football. You could argue the best weekend of football. Without further ado, let's get right into it. And again, if you cashed, if you're enjoying yourself, please hit the subscribe button. A little 5-star and a review. If you're feeling Johnny Stockton generous on iTunes, means a lot, goes a long way. All right, lock of the day. Here we go. I'm going to do it like I did last week. I'm going to go with Saturday games first. Now, this was my worst pod in large part because I'm making picks on a Wednesday, which is theoretically a Tuesday for Saturday. Things change. It is definitely a risky call doing this, but this is how we dive in. I'm going to go as my lock, the Green Bay Packers to win the half and win the game. That is a -120 on FanDuel. I am a little skeptical about giving you and against the spread right now with this Jimmy G rumors with his shoulder and, of course, the ligament in his hand. It is a line that is moving. This was at 4, 4.5. It's now moving towards 5.5, even seeing it at 6 on some books. So I don't want to give you an against the spread with this line moving. If it goes back down to 4.5, I feel a little more comfortable swallowing the Green Bay points. And I like Green Bay to win the game. I'm going to give you a Packers double result lock, though. Let's get into why. This is unequivocally the best team in the NFL at home. They are a perfect 8-0 at home, have not lost this season at home, and are 7-1 against the spread in Green Bay. And 14 of their last 15 games in Lambeau are W's. This team has only lost this season. And you don't count Week 18 against the Lions, a half game for Rodgers, a mail-it-in rest game for the team. They lost by a field goal to the Vikings. They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs with Jordan Love, and it was a 13-7 cover, by the way. And then they got blown out Week 1, which is really their only true loss outside of the Minnesota game in many. 38-3, they got spanked by the Saints. Since then, Aaron Rodgers has been dominant. He is the MVP of the NFL as far as the books are calling it. Minus 400 he closed at before they closed the books on the MVP. But I'm loving the first half result for a couple of reasons. Got a stat for you I cannot not get over. They've won the first half in 6 straight games facing the NFC West. 6 straight wins. Here's another thing. They have covered the spread overall in 4 straight divisional round games. This is not the round that Green Bay struggles in. Third thing, they're the third best team in the NFL at points per game by halftime at home, only behind the Bucs and the Cowboys. 16.3 points per game. This Packers squad is averaging at home by halftime. We get a rested Green Bay Packers squad. We have a banged up quarterback for the Niners. It's going to be sub-zero Dr. Evil weather, some might say. You saw the comeback with Rodgers against the Niners earlier this season. There's a mental edge. He also, to get fully sleeves rolled up, despises this team. This was his hometown team. You know Aaron Rodgers holds the chips, a la the Pat McAfee show. You know this man looks for every extra reason to ball out. He is, in my opinion, as competitive as the best in the business. He just doesn't show it always in a fierce way. It's almost even more wild because sometimes the Tom Clancy sniper's on, silencer is on, and you didn't even know you got hit right there in the Will Ferrell old school jugular. That was awesome. Old school Sean William Scott shout out. So for me, it's a couple of variables. You got a Niners team riding high. Huge win against the Cowboys, although, and they did come out and they started very well. But this Green Bay defense is not something to snub at. The biggest reason why the Niners have success is their run D. Well, the Packers have a top 11 rush D this season. And the Packers, who allowed 285 rush yards once upon a time to Mostert in a championship playoff game, aren't even close to doing that this season. Go back and look at what the Niners did in the 30-28 loss against the Packers this season. Sermon was their leading rusher. 31 yards, 3.1 on the ground. Juszczyk was their second with 14 yards. Now, injuries did happen at that time. Of course, Eli Mitchell wasn't suited up. Jeff Wilson Jr. wasn't suited up. What I'm telling you, though, is that this Packers defense, one of the better defenses that Aaron Rodgers has had under his arsenal in quite some time. I feel comfortable telling you that they're going to win the half and win the game. I'm nervous about the cover. I really am, especially if the line closes around 5.5, 6. If it's a rookie quarterback, the other thing to consider, pounce on this minus 120. It will move closer to minus 140, 145, 150 even if Trey Lance is a go. It's not a ligament and a shoulder for Jimmy G in the comfort of a Jerry's World dome that has a retractable roof in Texas weather. This is Lambeau Field. This is freezing conditions. This is probably, if not arguably, outside of the Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium, the number one place you do not want to play if you're a road team. What is the status of Nick Bosa? He's in concussion protocol right now. The status of Nick Warner, two of their top defensive players. This is not a Niners secondary to be scared of as well. Josh Norman, aging. Ward, aging. Aaron Rodgers was dominant in that game against the Green. Aaron Rodgers was very efficient against the Niners the first time he danced. 261 yards, two tugs, no mistakes. Aaron Jones ran the ball quite well, just under 100 yards, 4.3 on the ground and a tug. And I'm going to get to Davante Adams later, but the man feasted double digits in receptions, triple digits in receiving yards. So if you cannot stop Davante, number 17, and you can only hope to contain this two-headed monster of Dylan and Jones, and Rodgers isn't turning the ball over, and they're averaging just under 17 points a game by half, I expect them to be up at half, protect the lead, win the game. Also, by the way, just want to throw this out there, LaFleur off a loss against the spread. He's undefeated after a loss. If you want to count the Week 18 for what it's worth, coming off of an L in his entire Packers tenure, undefeated as a head coach. I'm gonna swallow the humble juice. I'm going to go Packers to win the half, win the game. It's my lock on a Wednesday, Saturday at Dish, minus 120. Lock it in. And now it's time for the Degenerate Special, and I'm very excited about this. I'm going to throw in the Packers on the money line. I'm going to add in the Bengals the other Saturday game, +3.5 at the moment on FanDuel, and it pays around +170. You know why I like the Packers. They've lost one time in almost 2 years. 2 years of football at Lambeau. One time. But let's talk about this Cincinnati Bengals team getting the 3.5. This is an interesting game because the Bengals come in covering 5 straight games. They're 5-0 in their last 5, covering. The Titans, who have won 6 of their last 9 in Tennessee, just 4-5 against the spread when playing as the favorite in their last 9 at home. I'll do you one better. As a Tennessee Titan playoff team, 0-4-1 in their last 5 playoff home games. They don't play well at home against the spread in the playoffs. There's some pressure on Tennessee. This is their first 1 seed since 2008. It's their 3rd consecutive trip to the playoffs. But you want to go psychology here? Bengals, new kid on the block, ending a 31-year playoff drought. Their pressure was last week, getting the monkey off their back. Joe Cool comes in, dominant. And yes, I will mention, Bengals lost 3 starters, including a very prominent defensive tackle. I don't love that. But I'm looking at this Bengals team. Okay? It's a top five rushing defense. You look at Derrick Henry coming back. I imagine he's a go. It's nerve-wracking. But also, it's something to mention. But this is what the Bengals do best defensively. They stop the run. Jacobs ate last weekend against the Raiders. He did. But I'm looking at this Titans team. Okay. They lost outright the last time they played to the Bengals. Yes, Joe Cool was playing. The Bengals have actually covered four straight games against the Titans and the underdog in three of the last four, for what it's worth. Just a little team history there. And just ironically, not a signs guy, but not a signs guy. Last playoff meeting, 1990. Bengals beat the Oilers. The now Titans, if you know your football history. I can't get over that the Titans are 4-5 against the spread when playing as a favorite. At home. That's not good. This is a Titans team that lost to Pittsburgh, who just got ran out of the building. This is a Titans team that was a 10.5-point favorite to lock up the one seed last week before last. Almost blew it. 28-25 win, barely. Lost to the Texans earlier in the season. Season high 5 turnovers, 22-13. They were ramsacked by the Patriots, 36-13. Bengals have had a couple of bad losses. Not going to sit on this mountain and say that they haven't. They're a hotter team at the moment. They have no pressure on them, and they're getting points. I think Nashville is a very fun city, but as far as weather, as far as home field, it is not Arrowhead, it is not Lambeau, and I just think from a playmaking standpoint, you don't know how this Titans D is going to be able to hold in check this Bengals star-studded offense. I'm going to take the 3.5 early in the week. I'm not saying the Titans won't get past the Bengals. I think there is value on the 3.5, and I don't see this Titans team as a true one seed. I really don't. I don't want to say it's fool's gold. Bengals, better against the spread record. Better. Titans -3 in turnover differential. They don't win the turnover battle. Let's let the sophomore come in. Let's let the Bengals cover. And you know the Packers are winning. Plus 170. Lock it up. Lock it in. The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same game parlay doesn't win. Same game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home over the Rams, in addition to a little Mike Evans anytime touchdown score from my same game parlay. The man has 5 touchdowns in his last 5 games, caught one last week against Philly, 14 tugs on the season. And you look at this Bucs team, 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 at Raymond James. Matty Stafford coming in, short week for them. It's a huge test going against this Bucs team. And if I'm getting a risk-free same-game parlay, I'm putting my money on the team that has the quarterback that has more playoff wins than 28 of the 32 NFL franchises in the NFL. That's Tommy Tampa Brady. This is why I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the market leader. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use and easy to place your bet and get paid in as little as 2 hours. already have an account, just place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. New customers, join today with promo code Monaco to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code Monaco. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. That's promo code Monaco on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Disclaimer. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat, Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, 1-877-8-HOPE, New York, or text HOPE, New York, 467-369, New York, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia. And we wrap up with the Degenerate Special. I'm taking Davante Adams anytime touchdown. Now, his receiving yards aren't even out there yet on the prop shop world, but I would take the over on receiving yards as well. This is a Niners pass D, middle of the pack. 123 receptions on the year, 1,553 yards, 12.6 yards a catch, 11 touchdowns. What did he do this year against the Niners? 132 receiving yards, 12 receptions, 18 targets, and a receiving touchdown. Second in the NFL in receptions. He's top five in touchdowns. He's had 100 yards in five of his last six. This is a man you cannot stop. You can only hope to contain. And if they want to play the Cooper Kupp double him method, you're going against Steve Nash, Chris Paul, Johnny Stockton, all wrapped up in a point guard at quarterback and Aaron Rodgers. I dare you to double him. Even if you double, he's getting in the end zone. Davante Adams, it's only minus 140 at the moment on FanDuel. I love it. Cashed our last star wide receiver prop, Cooper Kupp. Why not us again? So I got the Packers on a double result. I got the Packers with the Bengals +3.5 in a little parlay. And we're going Davante Adams to score anytime touchdown. And that's how we wrap on a Wednesday, getting ready for Saturday divisional football. Cannot wait for Friday. It's going to be breaking down the blockbuster event that is the Bucs hosting the Rams and the Chiefs hosting the Bills. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, check me out on all things social, Moneyline Monaco and Alex Monaco. Over 1,500 comments on my TikTok on the Dak running into the ref, or ref running into Dak, I should say. Cooking on the talk. Shout to Brums on the ones and twos. And as always, don't forget to hug your mothers. We'll see you on Friday. Ta-ta real smooth.
The volume.